Welcome to Wolf Den Saturday Set, where we are very excited for one of the great days on the racing calendar, Stradbroke Day. We've been pumping up a lot of the races on the card on Saturday for a long time. They're here now, and we're raring to go. What time were you in your office this morning doing what you do best?
Which is 7:30 a.m. sharp, focusing on Stradbroke Day. I love Stradbroke Day historically. I'm loving the challenge that the punt's putting up to me at the moment. I'm embracing it and I'm attacking it. And how are you, Fizz?
I'm good. How are you, boys?
Saturday set was better last week. There was a few tips around
done
the ground.
From three, real soft.
But there was a few. The A set was pretty good, and that
I tipped a couple not great prices. Eked out and earned about $100 or something.
Not too bad. Anyway, we've got this Saturday set and Saturday set next week. Then we can take a bit of a break. So hopefully we shoot the lights out over the next couple of weeks, and it'll be another great session of Saturday sets in a row. The JJ Atkins we're going to start with. We've been talking about this race a lot over the last few weeks. It is here now. 1,600 metre race, Group 1, 4 2-year-olds. Broadsiding, potential superstar in the making. What are we going to do?
I saw you put up on socials, is broadsiding the best 2-year-old in the country? What did the results come back as?
Yeah, I think it was about 70% or something said he was. And
really?
That's even before. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's patchy because all these horses putting their hand up and then they didn't go on with it. No horses really just gone, I'm the best. And if broadsiding comes out and shits in on Saturday, well, then I think it's everyone would agree that he is the 2-year-old of the year.
Broadsiding, definitely the horse to beat. A few negatives with broadsiding, though, is that broadsiding will race off the pace. There's not a lot of genuine tempo in this race. $1.70 for me is a negative. The price just isn't there at the moment. And the other thing about broadsiding is 3 from 3 on rain-affected tracks, 0 from 3 on good tracks.
Okay.
So barrier 2 drawn out in the car park last time when we saw the flashing light run down the middle to get up for victory. I really don't like backing those type of horses next start at short odds. Was in the right part of the track as well. Amazing win. We all saw it coming down the middle. But I'm with a couple at good odds here. Number 3, Bitter Creek, coming out of that same race. Has been really well back with Ladbrokes. $16 into $8. As soon as the markets went up, got hammered everywhere. So that's often a good sign. I wouldn't be charging into the $8 though. I'm going to wait and probably bet best tote on the day. The other one is El Morzillo, which I keep falling into.
Yeah. Disappointing last start.
Yeah, but on the wrong part of the track again, on the inside where none of the winners come up the inside. So getting out to 1,600 as well could suit. Back to a dry track. You've got to remember a lot of these horses are coming off heavy track runs and it's a different race with not a lot of pace there on Saturday. So those are my two tips. I'm going to back them both best tote and they are both official value Saturday set tips.
We're off to a great start. Fizzo, what did you think?
Oh, I don't have the value that Kings has in this race. I thought broadsiding had mapped closer this time in. Sit midfield rather than last from a better draw and we'll just beat them and beat them easily. Zuna, which was the other good run out of that race, I thought was the danger, $13. Something each way if you like it, I thought was the second pick. And that was about it for me. I didn't think anything else could turn the tables.
Do you think broadsiding's a superstar?
No, I don't think it's a superstar, but it's a very good horse.
But it could end up being one, or you just
Of course it can. But 2-year-olds are hard to line up at this stage. And
do you think we'll get better than the 170, or you'll get better than 170?
Yeah, they've already ticked over the 175, and then they've firmed it back to 170. I don't think it'll be any shorter. I think we will see. I think Betfair players will probably play a bit bigger, and maybe the bookies will get one of them or two of them might get it out a bit.
Fair enough.
Let's move to the Stradbroke, 1,400 metres, Group Woo! 1. So Valana, the interesting horse. So before the Morton Cup last week, Valana was 50-1 to win the Stradbroke.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Would have liked a piece of that.
Now it's into what, like $485 or something like that. Interestingly, it's 13 years since a horse has won the Stradbroke on the 7-day backup, which Valana is. Valana's had 2 cracks at the Stradbroke as well, last year, the year before. Didn't do very well, but the difference apparently this year is that it's gelded. And
yes,
they maybe think that that's why it's doing so well. So that's my little intro. What did you think?
Let's have a look at the screen and we can see some beautiful colours up there at the moment. 129. Have a look at that.
Wow.
A golden bullet for Valana. And then we go to Magic Time, Benedetta, Amenable, all consider layings. I'm against Bella Nipotina as well. I think a lot of these horses, there's not a lot of pace in this race as well. And I think a lot of the chances will have to make up too much ground. Whereas Valana, who's drawn wide, will spear across, needs a bit of luck to get in. I will concede that. But I think fourth, fifth can settle close to the pace, ease out, and the exceptional sectionals that Valana displayed last Saturday on a good track, on a 7-day backup, is really, really, really going to put this horse in front at the 100 and be very, very hard to run down. They'll be coming at him late. But he's an official Saturday set tip. What else have I written down here? 53 kilos as well is a big plus, especially over that last 100. I know a lot of the others have got less weight as well, but they have to run Villana down. So that's what I'm thinking. There's one who's completely out of form, Prince of Boom, but can, on his day, can run time, and he will go straight to the front, and he's got no weight. He's about 40 to 1. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have something on him for sure. But the only official Saturday set tip, I'm going to have a massive crack
at Villana.
Villana.
And you had a massive crack at him last week. That
I did.
Felt good because it was just.
He was well backed. Yeah, it wasn't all my money. I didn't have a huge crack. I was on him and also Marzu, who ran second. But he was really well backed. I think I took about 420. He ran about 350 and well backed pre-post before that as well.
Very good.
Fizz, what do you say?
I'd say Villana's a great hope. Yeah, Kings on the 7-day backup, no doubt. I thought the race had about 12 or 13 or 14 chances. I was a little bit against a few, like Bella Nipotina, not really keen on it. I came up with a horse called Amenable, which ran in Scone last start. Mm-hmm. Hit the line really nicely over 1,300. Thought an each way play at around $12 for it. It was my top pick. Other than that, you could make a case for heaps. Steffi Magnetica, Freedom Rally, Samana. They're all very, very good hopes. A lot of them are drawn the car park or are going to get back and have to run over the top of them, which on the drying track at Eagle Farm may be not up their alley as much. But, for me, Amenable, it'll put itself on speed, probably sit probably third or something and give a really good show.
How often does a horse like Steffi Magnetica come out and blow them away when we're all on it last week?
Every time it happens.
And now everyone's forgotten about Steffi.
Yeah, no,
she'll come out at 20 to 1 and probably run a big race.
That's
but
him.
I'd go forward if I was on a lot of those ones out drawn out wide if possible and just try and get in, because if you're going to jag back to second last or back in the field, I think you're giving yourself no chance.
Mm.
Horse like Samana can sort of push forward and sit sixth or seventh.
Yep. Shout out to Mascot Boy. Mascot Boy on the Den. Yes. Mascot Boy 79. Someone, Costa on the Den owns Samana.
And he's very lucky too, so throw something on.
Yeah. We've got to keep moving. The Q22, so it's a 2,200-metre race, Group 2, Race 9 at Eagle Farm. It's a race that's gaining a lot of momentum, probably end up being a Group 1 race pretty soon. Most of the horses that are in the Dooman Cup are in this race. A couple of interesting things about it. It's a Whirlpool race. So the Stradbroke and this race are Whirlpool races. Might get you to just talk a little bit about that in a second. What else I want to say, this race was won by Without a Fight last year before Without a Fight went on to Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup glory. Whoever wins this race gets a golden ticket straight into the Caulfield Cup.
Mm.
One more interesting thing to say is that J-Mac is on Adelaide River. He's not on Cloverleak. Obviously, Cloverleak's a Chris Waller horse. They have a strong association. We're sort of talking pre-production as to what would be the reasoning for J-Mac being on Adelaide River. It's not weight related. We kind of decided probably it might have something to do with Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cups.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
it's a Lloyd Williams horse, and he's getting on it now because he thinks it's got the
potential.
To do that. So anyway, that's my preamble.
It's not I got to say, it's not a good sign for Kovalika when J-Mac's jumping off.
Mm.
He rode three yesterday. He rode five last Saturday. He's absolutely on fire at
it
the
is,
moment.
It's amazing to watch, isn't it?
But you can't be right all the time. And
just before you do go into Whirlpool, I mean, it's pretty obvious thing to say.
Yep.
You can find value in the roughies in those markets often, can't you? There's a lot of commercial favourites.
Well, the favourites are very sure because most of the money's coming in from overseas. And the favourites, if you've got a $2 favourite or even up to probably about $3, they're always paying shorter. So, yeah, look, if you like a roughie, check out the Whirlpool for sure, because that is the only place that you will get any values sort of through the Whirlpool. Also, if you're playing exotics as well in a big race like the Stradbroke, the pools are bigger, which is great.
It's incredible. That's the Cornella plus. And Cornella Place pools, they just go astronomical. Like,
yes. There's probably more value. Those are places where you will find value through the Whirlpool is roughies and through exotics.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to your thoughts.
Yes, I really like this race. Two bets, Kovalika on a bullet rating of 90 and Faulkner Park on a bullet rating of 102. J-Mac has jumped off Kovalika, but guess what? You can't always be right in this game, and he's due for a bit of a loss. So three from three, Kovalika at Eagle Farm. Won the Queensland Derby this time last year. Loves a dry track.
Mm-hmm.
Been racing on a wet track. A couple of reasons why I really like Kovalika as well, and I think Kovalika will improve on Saturday, is the dry track, but also a genuine tempo in this race has been coming off a few slow tempos. The other horse, Faulkner Park, ran a really, really good race in, I think it was the Dooman Cup last time, sitting wide. Before that, the Wagga Cup. Once again, back onto a dry track. Faulkner Park's a dry tracker and ran that really good race on a slow track. So I'm getting involved here.
Annabelle Leesham's got five in the race, and I remember she thought that Faulkner Park was the run of the race in the Doomben Cup, and she won the Doomben Cup. So not a bad effort, having five runners in this race.
Sat wide, drew wide, sat wide, and I think it was the best last 600 and 200. Viz?
Faulkner Park, clearly top pick, I think, in that race out of the Doomben Cup form. And I just had a smoky number three light infantry man, which is got a step up from 1600 at Scone up to the 2200, but it's overseas horse, lightly raced here in Australia. And I actually didn't mind the run in Scone. So that was my little smoky for the race, but Faulkner Park top pick.
I was hoping for better prices, though, I've got to say. I think Kovalika will drift from the $6.
It's a big field. There's plenty of room to move, especially if
Faulkner
they come
Park,
from the roughies.
$420. I think we might get better.
Yeah. At the bottom of that screen, you can see members draw win $10,000 this Saturday. So there's a bit to talk about with what's going on at the Den. The first thing I want to talk about is we're going to hit 50,000 members at the Den. That means 50,000 people have downloaded our app and signed up, which is a great achievement by all of us. I don't know what we really thought when we started this, if we ever get to 50,000, but we're here, which is brilliant. And I think next stop is 1 million. I want to get to 1 million, and I think we can do that eventually.
Appreciate your support.
We certainly do appreciate support, and just a way of recognising that. We're going to do a live stream on Saturday, so we're going to bring you into the Den for all the action around the Stradbroke and all those other huge races. We'll look at some stuff from Sandown as well and anywhere else we can find what we think are good bets around the country. So it'll be a lot of fun. The King Zone will be doing what he does bet, which is betting big and hard and as at the most sophisticated level he is.
That's all I know.
And you said to me, you said, I just want to do what I normally do and everyone else can join along, and I don't.
That's all I know.
Yeah, which is great. So we're going to do that on Saturday, which would be fantastic. While we're talking about it, I've mentioned in the past that we're trying to make AI memberships more affordable, easier to use, and we're at the point now. The changeover is going to happen on Saturday. So we've got one more 10K members draw. So if you do become a paying member of Wolf Den between now and Saturday, you will go in the chance to win $10,000, which is massive.
Yep.
But then beyond that, we have just tried to simplify things to be said. This is our basic pack membership. It's up on the screen now, $30 a week. You get sent our best bet every single day. But on Saturdays, this is geared towards everyone who wants to have a good crack on Saturday, which is probably most of you. You get access to all of King's form and the other boys' form for all the meetings across Australia on a Saturday. And
there's some great other packages there as well. It's a hell of a lot cheaper without going into detail.
Yeah.
But it's a lot cheaper.
And tailored towards everyone's different needs. But yeah, if you want to support us, go and become a pack member. $30 a week, I think you get a lot of value and a lot of enjoyment out of it. And one last thing, another live stream. We're doing it tonight.
Wow.
For the State of Origin Dog Series. So we've been doing a little partnership with Racing Queensland to help them pump up their Queensland Winter Carnival. We're going to do a live stream tonight. It'll be a lot of fun. It's one of the best nights of dog racing of the year. You're going to be in here.
Well, I've got to behave myself tonight.
Yes. But we've got JC leading the charge. He's already got his set together. So we'll have the set. If anyone wants to come along, we'll have the set to you before the live stream starts. So you can put your bets on. When we put them on, it'll be very easy for you to get involved. Same with Saturday. It'll be very, very easy for you all to get involved. So come and join in with this live stream tonight. We'll be on air from 7:40 on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
So, that's a bit of an update on everything that's happening in the Den. It's time to move on. Feature races in Sandown. So picked out two. First one is race 7, a benchmark 84 over 1,000 metres. Open handicap.
Mm.
What did you make of that one?
Oh, mate, I thought the whole program at Sandown looked pretty hard. I've only got one bet in Sandown race 7. That's Vivienne, which has sort of been out of form. But the 1,000 metres is more her go. We'll punch forward from a wide barrier, get in. She has good 1,000 metre Sandown form. This is a slightly easier race as well. It's around the $9.50 mark at the moment, which I think is pretty good value, but not an official Saturday set tip, but I'm definitely going to have something on.
Cool. It'll be in the live stream as well on Saturday. So
absolutely.
Cool. Fizzer, what did you make of that race, mate?
Yeah, I dived into this pretty hard this morning. There's a ton of speed. Two of the speed horses that I've found are drawn really wide, look to push forward. It looks like there's about five horses that are going to want the lead, which are race 7, number 12, Etienne, Mrs. Chrissy, and a few others too that want to push forward.
Mm-hmm.
I did find those two, Etienne, which is back from 1,200 back to 1,000, which probably suits it. Not sure whether it's going to get the right run. It's hard to tell how much people are going to push forward.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Chrissy was my second pick, another one that sat three wide last start and chased a horse called Wonder Reach, which is actually in the race. Draws barrier one, Wonder Reach. It's the other chance, I thought. They're like $5, $6 and $6.50 or something. So it's really quite a hard race. Wonder Reach might take the sit this time.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what the track's doing by that stage of the day, and then we can decide whether or not we bet. If there was going to be a smoky, I thought Scissor Step, which has drawn the car park, will go back to last, could storm down the centre.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to move to Sandown Race 8, a 1,400-metre race, part of the VRC Winter Series. This one is part of the Milers Series. Open handicap, some good horses in this race.
Complete lottery. I looked at it and looked at it again. I just couldn't find anything.
Okay. Fizz?
I looked at it and I'm going to have a bet. We were all over So Risky last start and it had the perfect run. It gets the perfect run again. I'm going to give it another chance. I've got it top pick. I'm going to have something on it. I think Nicolini Vito, which is a horse that beat it, was a massive run. But it's drawn barrier one. It's going to get back to last. So that's a bit scary. Windstorm sat three wide. No cover, massive run and came again on the line. They were my three. I'm going to have something on So Risky at the mat.
Very good. If you're wondering why we're smiling at you, it's because one of the Den members is doing kettlebell swings out the back there. So it's funny what happened last week. Just happened again. Before we move on from Melbourne, so our good friends of the Melbourne Racing Club, they're always trying to help out Den members and they've offered a special deal. They're doing memberships for the 24-25 season.
Brilliant.
Sandown, of course, is a Melbourne Racing Club venue. You can get 25% off your membership for the racing season. The details are up there on the screen, so we always appreciate that. We're always getting a little bit of a bone thrown to us from Melbourne Racing
Club.
It's
a day out of the track.
So good.
A couple of beers and a punt.
I'd say that
it doesn't get any better.
Next time we'll be at a Melbourne Racing Club will probably be for Super Bowl Day.
Can't wait.
Yeah, maybe before that, but that's definitely
that's not ages away. We'll be there before then.
Hopefully. I'm hoping. It's time to move on. Can I please get your official Saturday set?
Wow, here we go. The official Saturday set is, let me summarise what I've done so far. And Eagle Farm, I'm really keen on these races. Eagle Farm, race 6, number 8, Bitter Creek. Number 3, sorry, Bitter Creek. Race 6, number 3. Also, El Morzillo, we're going back to the well. Number 13. Then we're heading up to the big one of the day, the Stratty with Falana.
Yep.
So there's three tips so far. Now we go across to Belmont, race 5, number 4, Antique Miss. There was no price up this morning and I wrote down $1.50 or better I will take. The tab put up $2.70. It's been smashed into $2.30. I'm not on yet. Most of the bookies, I think Ladbrokes are $2.20. So I'm real keen, $16.50. Exceptional sectionals last time after being held up, got out and flew. So I'm real keen. Now, this is a very interesting horse. Rosehill, race 7, number 9, High Dubai, which is around between $14 and $17 you can get out there. But it will not last, I don't think. Change trainers. Gone from Gaybot to Kieran Maher. Had one sneaky trial. Now we are waiting and I can smell a rat.
Ooh.
We're going to plunge. Now, it's a good horse. I just think $17 is a really, really good price.
Okay.
The trial was 3 weeks ago, which was interesting as well. So I can smell a rat. $17 is definitely worth the risk. I would suggest getting on early, just taking the odds to it. Now, I've got one. We tipped a winner last Friday.
You're not going to do it again. You haven't got another Friday set tip.
I've got another tip. I don't know if I'm going to do it again, but what I do love is building a bank. I love building
playing
a bank.
With their money.
How good's building a bank, Fizzer, on Friday?
How good's going to bet on Friday night after the footy going, I've got a couple hundred. I've got a couple hundred
more to play with. Exactly.
It's the best. So it's take the prize, which is hopefully what we're doing. Ballarat Synthetic, race 6, number 3, 5-day backup, 3 kilos for Sarah Field. All she's got to do is just go straight to the front, let the horse do the rest.
Sit and steer, stand
down,
and cheer.
Get it home. 5-day backup. We'll kick in at the 100 and Sally will get us the cash on Friday.
Sally Field.
Fizzer.
No worries. Belmont. I've got 3 in Belmont this weekend because everywhere else looks really tough, I thought. So race 3, number 5, Ollie's Choice. Pike on, he's going for 4 in a row, this horse, and I just can't see how they can beat him, this lot. Sat 3 wide, no cover last start and still ran away from him. Is there still Kettlewells behind me or is it?
No.
Race 7 in Belmont, number 1, a horse called Rockin' Rupert. Gets back in its races. The race wasn't run to suit last start. I think that it'll sit a little bit closer this time in and be very, very hard to beat. And then we're going to the last, Pike in the last. Everyone will love that one. Race 9, number 11, Celebrity Prince. Takes on 2 horses that beat it last start. Had no luck, got held up the entire straight, and I thought was travelling just as good, if not better, than the 2 winners. I think we'll see a decent enough price and a good hope for us in the last there. Then we'll go to Murray Bridge. We've got race 5, number 2, a horse called Three Rings. Won for me about $10 last time it was racing. It's the same track, same distance, very similar draw. Probably sits 3 wide with cover, comes down the centre and repeats the dose and wins for us.
He got us yesterday, didn't he, Fizz? Pikey on the line.
I really hurt. That was pretty painful. But
it amazes me week after week how the real good jockeys know where the line is and they just get their head right down on the line to win by a head or a short half head. It's amazing.
He climbs across the horse's neck to get it up over the line. Like if you
but they're not
him,
in front till anywhere.
Oh, no, the just post. The post. They time their runs perfectly and they just get the most out of the horse right when they need to. Mm. Horses travel for those sorts of jockeys, Jay Mack and all that.
The difference between the elite jockeys and the good jockeys, the elite ones, just whatever, getting them to travel better than others.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this winter carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this winter carnival.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
The A-set, it's time for the A-set. A-set were 2 from 2 last week. Dream Team Source was scratched. The other two boys had a winner. Great to see. I like this. Eagle Farm, race 9, number 15, Faulkner Park. I like that he's matching up with you.
Mm.
With the rail, this is Dream Team, Matt. With the rail moving to 4.5 metres on Saturday, Faulkner Park should have plenty of options rounding the bend. He's been racing consistently well and attacked the line best in the Doomben Cup. Dan O, Rosehill race 2, number 14, Glenn Bauer. He showed impressive acceleration in the straight to win a Newcastle made an easily last start. That performance gives him the best rate in the race. Over the last 12 months, he maps well and has the potential to improve further. Chris Camilleri, Rosehill race 1, number 1, Sovereign Hill. Talented colt that is set to peak now third up this preparation. Has a superior early spree to find the front and dictate the tempo to suit out to 1,400 metres. So the boys will get us going early in Rosehill.
1-1, yep.
Yeah,
1-1. Straight into it.
To whatever it was. Where are we moving to? So RI staking plan is up on the screen. Not too bad last week. I returned a little bit of
good
a profit.
Good boy.
There it is. Get into it if you wish. The quaddy is sort of the black sheep of the family at the moment. It's been disappointing.
We'll get the quaddy this week.
We just
I like
to.
The look of Eagle Farm. I'm really
great.
Confident.
Great.
I'm playing it big, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm playing it big.
Yeah, well, you've had a very heavy influence on it, so... Yeah, I really do hope this week is a week. And if you haven't been playing along, maybe this week is because the law of average says we are due.
We'll get it this week.
Massively. Accountability time. There it is. Let's have a look. So you've got enough for lunch
by yourself. I've ground out a 5.8% profit on turnover.
It really is a roller coaster, isn't it? We can't
put
the 1-2 punch.
I've hit the lead percentage on turnover.
Yeah.
What's going on over there, the fizzer?
No, mate, I had three bets last week and they all got beat. No good. Last favourite in Adelaide off the map.
We're doing all right, though.
We're hanging in there. We're hanging in there. Anyway, we're getting close to wrapping up time. You'll see me in the King Zone in this beautiful Wolf Den merch. So we just dropped a whole lot of winner merch. The merch we sell to you at cost price. It is very, very high quality, King Zone. You're a man of high taste.
Oh, thank you.
But you said you sent me a text message after you got in and said, mate, this is really good.
Yeah, you've
really
lifted your game with the merch for sure. Mm. The tracky pants are very comfortable. This is
you've got that
sensational,
beautiful wind cheetah
very
jacket.
Light.
Yeah, and it just when you're doing it up and the zips,
the
everything feel great.
The socks are good too.
Socks are really good. We've got a puffer jacket. It's $150, the puffer jacket, but it is the warmest jacket in Australia. I've got one. It's a beautiful jacket.
Beautiful.
So if you're in the market to get a puffer jacket, yeah, $150 is a lot. But it will be the most comfortable jacket you've ever got. We've got shirts like this, as you can see. Anyway, go and look at our winter merch rage. Go and buy it if you wish. And I always like to send you out with a bit of a pump up. And I was, as always, trawling, wagering, racing social media during the week. And this popped up, I think it was yesterday. Britt Taylor, the lovely Britt Taylor from Ladbrokes, she put together this sort of pump up reel, let's call it, for the Stradbroke. And I think it's a great way to finish.
Love a pump-up reel.
Britt telling us about how important the Stradbroke is to so many different people and why it's such
a great race.
So here it is, and we'll see you in the live streams tonight, Saturday, seeing the den, whatever. Up the den. See you soon.
This is where dreams are realised. Tales of the track unfolding right before your eyes. It's why racing's biggest names come to the Sunshine State for Queensland's premier racing event. Welcome to the Stradbroke Handicap. Since the Stratty's first running in 1890, it's been pretty elusive to some Queensland trainers. The legendary Bruce McLaughlin won more Brisbane trainers' premierships than anyone and yet didn't win a Stradbroke. It was a similar story for JJ Atkins. And in the modern era, Queensland's household names, Tony Golan, Rob Heathcote, they're still trying to win their first Stradbroke. For the locals, this is their Melbourne Cup. This is the race they all want to win.
But in front, Think About It, and Think About It's won the Stradbroke from Rock by Hawaii 5-0.
From underdogs to champions, each year brings about its own tale of triumph and heartbreak. Remember Buffering, the red-hot favourite from more than a decade ago? He had three cracks at it and finished runner-up twice at the hands of Longshots.
Buffering went past the 400. Buffering still the leader. Linton is driving up along the fence and Linton will get up and win the Stradbroke.
And Wiggle, she did the unthinkable winning as a two-year-old. It goes to show that anything can happen, like it did in 92, the most iconic of Stradbroke victories, Rough Habit.
Look at Rough Habit! Rough Habit's flying on the rails! Rough Habit moved up, grabbed the lead, and he's won the Stradbroke!
The next chapter of the great Stradbroke handicap is set to be written. And this really is a race where anything is possible. The Stradbroke handicap, where champions are made.